sign up to the SAFcast on Patreon at patreon.com/thesafcast, you'll receive early access episodes and bonus podcasts. Thanks. I'm here today with two guests. So first up, I have Antrim Ladies Football Captain for 2021, Aislinn McFarlane. And I also have the County Vice Captain for this year, Gráinne McLaughlin. So Aislinn and Gráinne, how are things with you both? Thanks for joining me.
Yeah, all good. Just trying to get through this weird time, I suppose.
Yeah, that's really it. And I suppose something I've kind of spoken to most people about has been about adapting to sport during this time. And then I suppose it's kind of... my most recent chat, where I was chatting to Stephen Rooney of the Hurlers, and he was kind of saying about how a lot of players had to sort of build up that independence of basically training alone and all that there, but which is strange in a team sport. Aislinn, for you, like, how have you found that in terms of, I suppose you've obviously had in 2020, you did have that time together, and you've obviously had your run to the All-Ireland semi-final, but how have you found kind of that independent training in that, I suppose, the initial, and I suppose going into pre-season this year too?
Yeah, I think the first one was kind of a wee bit, I found that one a wee bit easier, in the sense that, like, you know, it was kind of not a novelty, but it was almost like, you know, like there is an end in sight, and you had kind of the summer season hopefully upcoming, whereas this year it's kind of been strange because you've just come out of that and then it's straight back to that sort of way of life again. So it's frustrating, but at the same time, fingers crossed, it'll not be too long till we're back on the pitch.
Yeah, and Gráinne, from your perspective, you kind of have it that you're all geared up for a championship campaign, league and all that there. I think you maybe finished, did you finish the league, is that right, whenever the lockdown had hit, or maybe you only had another game to go?
I played one match in the league, just with uni and everything. I only played, mostly played championship, so I think maybe, I'm not sure how many, I think we only had two or three league games under our belt before.
But I think more or less the way it was going, it was kind of a good time for us to have a break and sort of regroup and get girls back out and everybody sort of raring to go for championship. So in some ways it was bad, but it was kind of a blessing at the same time.
Yeah, okay, well then Gráinne, I suppose for you then, you actually came back in kind of probably an ideal enough time then. You were almost coming into the championship season doing a bit of a pre-season and going into that there, whereas you didn't really maybe as much as the other players have that bit of a, you were all go and then it was all taken away and then all go again.
Yeah, well, I had Queen's Gaelic on, so I was still flat out playing then, but obviously I wasn't really in as much as the team at the time, but I was glad that I came back for championship after it all.
Yeah, how was that coming back in, chatting to Áine Tubberday around that time as well? And like, she was kind of saying about, you know, no matter what way the kind of games were coming, it was just that relief to get back out on the pitch again. And I suppose the championship opener, there's probably, maybe ideally you'd like a few games leading up to it, but I suppose there's no real better way to get back into it.
Yeah, well, I think it was definitely before playing Derry. Because Limerick, they played a game before us. And I think you could tell they sort of had a bit more time to regroup and they had that extra game, so I definitely think it was beneficial having that Limerick game. But yeah, the Derry match was good. We came out, we got a good lead, and I think we just, by the end, we were just trying to hold on. I think pressure got to us, but we got the win in the end, so that was the most important part.
Aislinn, I suppose, like, in your kind of time in the team, You would have been involved in the All Ireland final. You played in 2016, isn't that right?
Yeah. Half time and lost by 7 or something like that. So it was one of those games, like, I'll never forget it. But no, I think a lot of there's actually probably still about 7 or 8 of us, maybe more, that are still about the panel. So I think there is kind of that hurt there. Well, for me anyway, it's something that really, just looking back, you know, you don't get to Croke Park that often, and to do what we did was kind of one of those oh my god moments. But fingers crossed, if this season goes the way we hope it does, we might be able to right that wrong. Like,
Well, like, if you look at the kind of group of players you've had then, kind of even in comparison to now, like, is there something there that you can look to build on? And I suppose kind of consistency is probably a massive thing. And you're going into a 2021 season where you don't really know what's happening, I suppose, at the minute. But, like, what about that squad of players? Like, for example, are you just looking into, like, the 2021 season with many of the players that you did have there in there last year?
Yeah, I don't think we've lost really anybody. I don't think, you know, Dee's been very good in terms of sort of setting a squad and having a squad there from the get-go, which I think in years past, you know, in every year I've played, it's kind of girls have dipped in and out. And it's understandable with, I think, Antrim at the foremost are a very young team. So, you know, girls at uni, girls DNA levels, you can understand why other pressures take their toll on things. But I'm hoping this year with the way everything is, that, you know, football will be kind of a release from all that this year, and there's sort of in some ways less distractions in that sense, where it's kind of, you know, your football's kind of your only get out at the minute. So I'm hoping in some ways that'll kind of drive the girls to stick at it and get through hopefully a good league and then lead us into a good championship too.
Yeah, and Grainne, from your perspective, like, what's your involvement been with the senior setup in recent years? So you're still in university. You mentioned about playing for Queens and all too. Like, what's your experience has been like with the senior intercounty setup?
Admittedly, like, I haven't properly been there for a single season. I remember I was there for a bit when I was taken before. I played like one league match, but I just thought it was very, like, it's very hard to manage uni Gaelic. Like, your actual uni exams and everything, having a job. So I'm actually glad that this season we did have a break. I was involved last year at the start of the league campaign, and then I just realised that I couldn't manage all of it. So I just focused on uni Gaelic, and then obviously all this happened. But ever since Gaelic came back and we started a club and then county came back, I knew then that I was really committed to this, and I really, really enjoyed last season, more than I've enjoyed it before. And I do think that is just everyone's sort of buying in a lot more and everyone wants to change. So I really do think that the 2021 season definitely will be probably the best season we've had in recent years.
Yeah, and I suppose just mentioning university football and all there too. So hasn't that all been cancelled for this coming season as well, hasn't it?
Yeah, we just got word like the past week there, unfortunately. So
But yeah, no, and like, I suppose how that kind of conflicts with everything, and like having that kind of taken away out of your control, at least, you know, before you were able to kind of make the decision. But I suppose with that there kind of being made for you, it almost just takes away that opportunity maybe of playing, like, you know, at All Ireland level with the university.
Yeah, it's at such a high standard. And I definitely would advise anyone in uni to play for their uni team, because you're playing with girls your own age, and the standard of playing is ridiculous. So, yeah, it's definitely good to get involved.
How have you found that, you know, like playing with girls from other clubs, other counties, obviously the opposition as well? Like, how have you found that experience, and you feel like that's something that's really brought on your game?
Oh, yeah, 100%. Well, I think coming from our club, we're quite a small club, our ladies team, would be quite close-knit. And coming into Queen's Gaelic, I didn't think I'd find it as tough, like, even getting a position on the team. Like, it's very, very competitive. And obviously, that competitiveness, you just strive to improve more. So I definitely think that has made me a better player. And the team's great. You're playing with girls, there was a lot of Armagh girls on the team that they played Dublin there in the All Ireland semi. There's a good amount of Down girls, so yeah, you're playing, competing at a very high level.
Yeah, and Aislinn, from your perspective, you've obviously been involved with the county team. You mentioned about 2016 there as well. I think I was reading you had mentioned that you were a vice captain in that team. Is that right?
Yeah. Last year we got the
croak,
so
yeah. And like, I suppose now coming in, you know, you named as captain for the year ahead, and like, for you, is that something that you feel, you know, like, I suppose with your experience in that and the team there since then, like, is it something that you feel like, looking at the squad that you have and leading that team, is it something that kind of excites you about the year ahead as well? Or I mean, kind of, I mean, looking at a 2021 season where we don't really know what the schedule is going to be, but is it something that just kind of gives a bit of a silver lining anyway?
Yeah, and I suppose it's definitely a motivation too. Like, you know, having been vice captain that year, you know, I think I was only maybe 19 or so at that point, so I'm a bit older now, so I'd like to think, you know, in terms of experience, I've kind of got, particularly with club actually recently, a lot more sort of experience outside of the county with club, and even from obviously playing county and stuff, I've played a lot of different teams in a lot of different sort of situations, I suppose. You know, there's been a couple of years where Antrim's had a real lull, and it's kind of trying to get out of that, and I think this year is the first year that I've kind of felt, you know, there's that motivation is there from not just myself, from, you know, this group of girls. There seems to want to be that change, and hopefully, you know, a change in mentality and sort of put a bit of pride back in the Antrim ladies jersey that we kind of have missed for the last couple of years. So yeah, it's a good year to be captain, I think.
Yeah, you mentioned about the management earlier, so Dean McComple, isn't it, and he was manager the year just gone. What sort of changes has that brought in, have you noticed, even since 2016?
I think, you know, last year was kind of, originally it was to be Sean O'Kane, who was the previous year, stepped away come Christmas time. So it was kind of, it threw a lot of sort of mixed, like, emotions, I suppose, because, you know, a lot of the girls really got on well with Sean. Sean's a fantastic coach. And I suppose I probably learned a lot from Sean himself. But, and then Dee coming in, you know, a lot of the girls have had Dee as a coach in club and would know him through clubs. So it was kind of, it was a really easy sort of transition for him. And he has taken to it really well. And, like, you know, he listens to what you have to say. He's very good in terms of, you know, taking on board and sort of helping you through games and stuff like that as well. So it's good in that sense. And even over the year, you know, we kind of normally we have the same manager for maybe 2-3 years and then it changes up. So it's kind of good to get someone new with sort of a different view on things as well.
Yeah, and how have you found kind of your preparations going into the championship matches, say, you know, like coming up against a side like, you know, like you're coming up against Wicklow there in the semi-final last year, you know, who obviously a quality side, but how do you find kind of going into those games, the kind of level of preparation that you and the other girls are putting into it, and also coming from the management team?
Yeah, it has been, you know, I think last year was kind of a bit mental in terms of that with friends and... I think coming up to the first league game, there was one tested positive, and then, you know, it kind of puts that sort of, so his momentum kind of halts it for a wee while. But I have to say, you know, with everything that went on last year, I credit the Dee, Danny and Weber, you know, we were well prepared. We'd trained as best we could given the situation. So I'm just hoping this year with a wee bit more sort of consistency, we're able to up the ante a wee bit and get a wee bit further, I suppose.
Yeah, has there been a kind of outline, a confirmed outline of what the season is, well, meant to be looking like? I know, obviously, if you're looking at the men's National League, that they were obviously meant to kick off, you know, they had a start date and all confirmed, and now those their kind of training dates have been pushed back. But for you, has there been anything like that coming from the association on the season?
Yeah, it's going to be the 28th of February, I think it is.
Okay.
That last weekend in February, and then training obviously was due to start, I think it was like of January or something originally, but obviously it's all been pushed back. We have started the Zoom sessions and they're on and off, or independently.
Yeah, so
fingers crossed that'll get us over for a wee while and then we can regroup, I suppose. But
yeah, Grania, how do you find the kind of the motivation that comes with the Zoom sessions and all? Are you as well used to them by this stage?
Yeah, I suppose we're all used to them. But like, I actually, obviously, I'd rather be playing Gaelic, like, but
yeah.
I'm not totally opposed to it because I do think that at times you don't really get a break. You are just sort of finishing a season, especially playing uni Gaelic as well. You're not really getting a break. So I do think it's a good time, like, personally. Like, I know, like, myself, I've been very motivated and been doing my own workouts and just getting ready for if we ever do get the call back that, you know, this is happening like the next few weeks. So yeah, I don't really mind it too much because we are so used to them, but ideally we're out in the pitch as soon as we can be.
Yeah, and like looking at the kind of, I suppose, the landscape and the kind of, I suppose, everything that's kind of happened really, Grania, it kind of makes you think as well about those kind of, you know, kind of what's important and all that there, and kind of taking these opportunities, you know, whenever, you know, when it comes to it, is like, it kind of puts into perspective, like, you know, that you only are playing, you get to play, and it's a privilege and all to get playing and that there. So whenever those opportunities come, it's important to take them.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. I think people realize like how much sport is important to them, like not having it.
Yeah.
And they realize through its absence. So yeah, definitely think it is a lot more motivating for people now to get back out at it.
Yeah, actually, whenever the season resumed with the club and all as well, like for you, how did the buzz that came from that there, I'm sure was was like higher than ever. And I mean, turnouts for every person I've spoken to, turnout for trainings, that first training session back was higher than ever. What was the experience like for you and Breda?
Yeah, we have actually a massive panel the last couple of years. You know, you're talking about 50 girls in the senior ladies panel, so
right.
You know, you've girls coming out of the woodwork you haven't seen in years. So exactly, it was great. You know, it really was in terms of the club and just even in terms of the camaraderie sort of thing. And it did, you know, it pulled you through the lockdown situation. You know, we were doing Zooms 2-3 times a week, and then there was the running competitions and all sorts going on. So it was kind of a light at the end of the tunnel in terms of getting out and getting to actually see everybody you're seeing through a screen for the past couple of months. Like, so it was really, really good for us, and we had a really good run at junior championship and then senior as well, so it was very positive for us in the long run.
Yeah, and like obviously you're playing for Breda, you know, who are a down club, and you're playing for Antrim. Like how's that come about, or what? I mean, I was reading a wee bit about it on the Antrim ladies Instagram about it, but maybe if you want to outline why you're playing for a down club and playing for Antrim.
No, so basically I was first and foremost, like, I was a camogue before I was a footballer. And obviously whenever I was younger, you know, playing for Breda, I was just brought to down trials. It wasn't a case of, you know, I didn't even know it was an option to go near Antrim. And I kind of sickened myself with camogie to the point when I was, I think it must have been about 18, I decided, you know, I'm done with camogie in general, and didn't play for a year or so. And then at that point, there was 3 or 4 girls from our club who were playing for Antrim. My mummy's from Ballycastle and my daddy's from North Belfast. So we were always, you know, we were Antrim kids. We were running around Antrim kids from when we were no age. So for me, that would have been, you know, if I had a choice from a younger age, it would have been for Antrim. And then it was only at that point that I realised that, yeah, I actually could. Technically, my dress is in Antrim as well. So, you know, I didn't, honestly, had no idea that it was even possible. But it was only at that point, you know, whenever I'd seen there was 3 girls playing for Antrim and we had 4 or 5 playing for Down. So it was a strange situation, and you know, the friendlies are always really weird whenever you are playing against your own teammates, like. But
how has that been? Have you played it, come up against them much in the past?
We would normally have a game a year, I suppose, against them. That's pre-season sort of, you know. Down are a great team, you know, and some of our girls are outstanding, like, so they're never fun to play against, like. But you know, with girls, just due to where our club is, you know, we get a lot of sort of players from different counties anyway.
Yeah.
So with a Donegal contingency at the minute, and then there's a Derry as well. There's loads of us. So
it's the same in the men's, isn't it?
Heard of in our club, so.
Yeah, it'd be similar in the men's too, wouldn't it? There'd be a lot of people who relocate to Belfast and that. So playing for Antrim, I was never in doubt for you then. It was always going to be Antrim when it came to the football.
Yeah, the first year I went, I absolutely loved it. You know, I'd had experience of County Down Camogie, but, you know, I think I had played from when I was about 12, so it was just complete second of it. And I could never transfer for the Camogie just due to having played with the girls for so many years. But obviously I'd never played the football, so I just thought, you know what, why not?
Yeah, yeah. Groyne, it's a wee bit more straightforward for you. You're Glenavy, aren't you? So how has that been for you in recent years? I was reading in the kind of snippet with yourself that, you know, that you have a couple of championships in recent years. How was that experience for you whenever you were, I suppose, back playing again?
Yeah, it was. Really enjoyed this season. We moved down from, I don't really know the ins and outs of it, but we were in intermediate championship, and then I don't really know what happened, but St Paul's basically were just senior championship by themselves. So we got moved down to junior, and we got moved down a league as well, which I think was actually a good thing, because our squad is very young and it's quite small. And I think it was just good to have a lot more competitive matches rather than, you know, getting beat.
Yeah.
A bit demoralising that as well. So, yeah, I think it was a very enjoyable season. And just the fact that nobody was playing for so long, and we were coming out and we were playing well in matches and all. I think everybody really enjoyed themselves this year. Unfortunately, we didn't win our junior championship match. I think we were up, I think we were up maybe like 7 or 8 in the first half. And it just, it all didn't go well. I think that's the goal for this season, definitely, is to win junior championship and hopefully the league as well, because we're definitely capable of it.
It's one of those ones where you'd be, even before it, you'd be a bit like, just happy to get back playing again. But then when it comes to it and you're like, it comes to the match, you're like, no, actually, it's a bit more than that. you want the competitiveness comes back in, and it's like, yeah, that, like you kind of set those targets then where it's like, okay, yeah, it's good to be playing and all that, but actually, we want to be winning winning the championship and all.
Yeah, 100%, yeah.
What about for you? Is there any indication from the club front kind of how that season will work? I mean, it doesn't seem to be across the board from hurling or football or that there at all, but you just don't know kind of grading-wise what way that'll work.
I know in the master plan LGFA sent out, that was a good few, that was maybe a month ago now, it had included like uni and everything in it.
Right.
And then it had like alternating blocks of like county and club. So there was windows where club football we'd be playing. But I mean, obviously things have changed since then, so I feel like they would need to amend it. So I couldn't even tell you what would be happening with it.
Would you have found yourself, you know, like they've been doing, I think it was the Camogie plan came out and they weren't doing a split season with intercounty and club. I think, you know, there's a few comments about that there, whereas in the men's football and the hurling, they were planning to do a split season with intercounty and club. Would that be kind of more the format you'd be in favour of? Rather than they alternating back and forth again?
I suppose it would be better for you'd get your momentum, you're with the one team, and then you'd have your next block with the other team. But there are girls that don't play county, and I do think like maybe having like a block of club and then like maybe like a week or two off, it might be better for those people. But I'm not too sure. Like, I suppose it's all hypothetical and hasn't really happened before, but as long as I'm playing, like, I don't know. No preference there.
Yeah. Ashton, what about for you then? Obviously, you're probably in a unique situation where, you know, you're playing for Antrim, but like the Down County Board's going to be setting, you know, the plan for the year. But I suppose with the Down County team, it doesn't, they're kind of on a similar schedule anyway. Does a split season of intercounty then club or a kind of back and forth, you know, be more, would you be more in favour of that format?
I think this bit, sort of in theory would be great, like even in terms of, you know, from our club there's probably about 7 or 8 girls who are involved with county, so you know, yeah, we're missing them, and we're missing sort of a stronghold of our team. But having said that, you know, I have had, I think it was last summer, I had to play our National League semi-final for county and then drove from Clonus straight up to play our club semi-final, so you know, it hasn't always worked out
right
in my favour, the different county and whatever. But having said that, that's really the only sort of clash that I've ever had like that. But playing Camogie as well, you know, the club season in the midst of a county season, you are out every night and it does start to take a toll. Like, so I think the split season in terms of player welfare and stuff would be great. But as Gronnie said, you know, there should still be some sort of, even a league for club where they can play without their county players as such. Like, you know, those guys are as entitled to play a full season as everybody else, so...
Yeah, I actually never even thought of that. The fact that, you know, obviously if Antrim are still in the All-Ireland, whereas Down or maybe knocked out, then obviously that can actually have an effect then in that case.
Yeah, needless to say, I couldn't walk the day after that. Like, but
yeah. So actually on that, you haven't found like it's kind of something that it hasn't really conflicted the gap where you've had the kind of club and county action, like, you know, on the same weekend even or anything like that?
No, not really. Just that one... I suppose the 2 semi-finals in the same day weren't great, like, but I've never really had a clash at all. I suppose maybe the Camogie and the football clash more than the football and football, but you know, Camogie and football clash at the best times anyway, so you can kind of expect that.
I know, and I suppose that's the kind of thing as well. It's that kind of joined up thinking between, and you look at it maybe in the club scene when it comes to like men's football and hurling, obviously, you know, under the kind of same umbrella there, whereas ladies football and Camogie aren't. Like, in your opinion, is that something that, you know, the Camogie and the ladies football, you know, there needs to be, you see it nationally and with obviously the All-Irelands, and they've had to make arrangements there, you know. I think it was the Cork Camogues and footballers kind of having clashes,
yeah,
there in 2020.
Yeah, the same issue this year as well. I just think, you know, it's a simple you know, send an email, these are our fixtures, kind of would sort that out, like. But you know, like, it's one of those things, you're never gonna sort that in a day, like. But I do think, you know, a wee bit more communication between the two, because again, for the welfare of the guys, you know, they can't be playing two inter-county games in one weekend and expecting to be performing at their top level. Like, it's unfair to even ask them to do it, let alone to expect the most out of them.
Yeah, that's almost like too much like common sense, isn't it, really, to expect that there with it. Yeah. Gráinne, for you then, looking into 2021, you're obviously, I suppose, you're kind of at a stage now where, you know, kind of coming in first full season at the inter-county setup, and now kind of coming in as vice captain. Like, how does that make you feel about the season coming up?
Well, I think me and Ashleen agree that we should set our standards high this year, definitely. And I think everyone has gelled well as a team last year. Like, it really came together at the tail end of last year. So I think working off that, I do think that this season will be good and everyone is really motivated. So, yeah, and I don't think it matters that, like, being vice captain or anything. Obviously, like, we're all there. We want the team to do well. Like, that's all it's about. So I'm just excited to motivate the girls and to get a good season under our belt.
Yeah, and I suppose, Ashleen, that's the thing, is just getting back out playing again on the pitch, just as like kind of what's the key thing. And you're going to have teams from all around the country that are going to be in that same scenario where they can't wait to get back out, and when they kind of hit championship, it's kind of all or nothing in that stage. Like, there's probably going to be a bit of extra motivation across the championship.
Yeah, I think so. And you know, it is, that's what I was saying, you know, the first time sort of I felt the excitement about playing for Antrim again, and it seems like the mentality's good from everybody, well, so teams anyway, this season so far. So fingers crossed we can keep the motivation up for the next couple of weeks, and as soon as we're back out in the pitch, you know, it's a different story. As Gráinne said, you know, the camaraderie kind of started towards the end of last season, and it's been a few years since we felt that, just with girls dipping in and out and, you know, different clubs and all that sort of stuff, you know, it all has an effect. But I think last year was the first year it kind of started to click for us. So fingers crossed we can get a few team bonding things done. I suppose that was the difficulty with last year, is that we weren't able to do any of that. So fingers crossed this year, you know, once all this dies down, we'll be able to push on together, rather than kind of a couple of girls from here, there and everywhere doing it on their own sort of thing. So fingers crossed that'll change this year.
Yeah, well, look here, Ashleen and Gráinne, thanks very much for joining me, and yeah, best of luck for the season ahead, and hopefully we're seeing some silverware coming back to Antrim in some shape or form across all the codes. So no, thank you both for joining me, and yeah, best of luck. Thank you very much.